In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear Reverend Father, dear friends, today I would like to share a story. It's a hypothetical story. It's a story about the day in the life of a hypothetical person. We will call him James. His friends probably call him Jimmy. We'll see how that goes as the story unfolds. So James gets up in the morning. James is a young Catholic man. First thing he does is he says his morning prayers. Very first thing he does, his first thought is for God. So he offers his day to God. He says some Hail Marys, perhaps, for some virtue that he's trying to acquire. He has one or two particular prayers that he quite enjoys saying, and so he says those. But James is one of those people who understands that although what is good is sometimes hard, that's true, that's a fact of life, what is good is sometimes hard, things are not good because they're hard. That's not what makes them good. And God does not always ask us to do something hard. No, what is good is what is reasonable and what is charitable. And so James doesn't try to put the heaviest possible burden on himself with his morning prayers. That's not reasonable. But he does give his first thoughts to God. And they are a reasonable length of prayers. And that's a very savvy way to begin one's day. So that's what James does. And then, after that, James being a young man and still able to exercise, he does some exercises. He finds that that's good for his health, good for his energy level. It's also kind of a good mortification. James is not naturally, perhaps, the most physical of people. He finds it a good mortification. So he does that. Then James heads down to his kitchen where he makes his morning cup of coffee. James is rather a connoisseur of coffee. As a matter of fact, he likes his good coffee. It's why during Lent he drinks instant coffee. But today, this day in the hypothetical life of a hypothetical man, James, is not a day during Lent, so James is going to be drinking good coffee today. He gets it from a little shop. He looked around to find the best coffee he could find. He gets it from a little shop run by a Muslim man. And the Muslim man, of course, was a little nervous about his name, James. And James had to reassure him that he's named after St. James the Less, the first bishop of Jerusalem, and not James the More Slayer. And so after that, James and this Muslim man got on quite well. And James thinks, eventually, this man might make a very good Catholic. We'll see how that goes. James finishes his coffee, he finishes his preparations for the day, he jumps in his car, and he drives to work. James has made it a policy to leave early for work. James used to put it off till the last minute. He was always in traffic. It was a tough, tough beginning of the day. James became very impatient. He arrived at work in a very frustrated, negative state of mind. And as we said, no, one day he made the decision that he would go to work early and beat the traffic and arrive at work, therefore, in a much more positive and peaceful state of mind. James isn't the only one trying to get ahead of the traffic today because James is cut off by some driver as he's trying to change lanes. That's annoying. That's annoying. And James used to get quite annoyed when that happened, but then James had the idea that, you know what, when someone like that crosses his path, although it be under quite annoying circumstances, when someone like that crosses James's path, he's going to say a prayer for that person. This person probably, this driver, probably has no one to pray for him. And today, Providence has put that person across the path of a Catholic man. And the devil is probably thinking, no one's going to pray for that soul today. And James likes to disappoint the devil. So James says a prayer for that driver. That being done, he turns on his latest society podcast, which he listens as he's driving to work. James, of course, understands that he should be learning more about his faith. He should be listening or reading to something that's going to stimulate his mind, make him understand his faith better, make him more enthusiastic about it. And James is a busy man, so this is a good opportunity, and he does that. James gets to work. because James left early to beat the traffic, James is one of the first people to arrive at his workplace. He checks his email. There's an email from his boss thanking him for excellent work on a recent project that James did. It's not uncommon at all. This is quite normal for James to get this kind of praise from his boss, because James considers his work to be part of his duty to God. And James does put forth a really good, solid effort in his work. And his bosses quite appreciate that. They've actually offered James a promotion. He's thinking about it, although he does really enjoy the kind of work he does, so he's not sure he'll take it or not. He's going to keep praying about that. Little by little, Jimmy's co-workers start rolling in to work, and they stop by and they say hello. Jimmy is quite well-liked by his co-workers. Jimmy is quite a likable person. He's humble, he's helpful, he's kind, he's sympathetic. People stop by, they like to talk with Jimmy. He's very well respected because he does his work well. Very well respected by his co-workers. So they stop by and they have their chat. Peter the Protestant stops by. It's always struck Jimmy as kind of funny that Peter is a Protestant, that he maybe doesn't quite understand the life of his own patron saint. And it becomes a kind of a mutual, tease back and forth between Jimmy and Peter. They have a nice little chat. They like to talk about religion. Nobody minds talking to Jimmy about religion because Jimmy is always quite enthusiastic. He loves to talk about it. He's interesting. And it's clear that Jimmy talks about his faith because he loves it. He's convinced of it. He thinks it's beautiful. And he wants everyone to have the joy that he has. It's not a question of Jimmy trying to always win the argument because Jimmy can't be wrong about anything. Jimmy's not that kind of person. And so people don't mind talking to Jimmy about religion. As a matter of fact, Jimmy's co-worker Matt has already started to come to Mass with Jimmy. And so Matt will sometimes have a little word with Peter as well. And they're both sort of working on Peter. Midway through the morning, Jimmy has a meeting. This is a weekly meeting. It's not the high point of Jimmy's week, but today is the meeting with Karen. Now, Jimmy doesn't like Karen. Jimmy has tried to like Karen. He's really tried to like Karen. He still doesn't like Karen. Nevertheless, he has charity for Karen. He does love Karen. He does pray for Karen, and he does offer up this weekly meeting for Karen. But it is a difficult meeting. Karen is a peer of Jimmy. They're peers. She works in a different department. They're collaborating on a project, but Karen always seems to treat Jimmy as a subordinate, and that's difficult. Karen is very sensitive to criticism. It's difficult to get a point across to Karen in a way that she will accept. And yet, Jimmy has discovered that in working, finding a way to work with Karen has been quite useful. He's improved his tact. He has improved his patience. He has grown more humble through this experience. And these are all very useful things. In fact, Jimmy has discovered that by learning how to work with Karen, he's actually much more effective communicating relationship-wise with his fellow co-workers. It actually has been a very, very useful thing. And so in a certain way, Jimmy is grateful for this experience with Karen, because he sees he can leverage that in his communications, his interactions, his relationships with a lot of other people. He can improve those things. After the workday is over, Jimmy gets back in his car and he drives to the shops. He's got to do his shopping for the week. While he's at the shops getting his groceries, he picks something up. There's an elderly neighbor who lives in an apartment in Jimmy's block. It was a little bit tough for Jimmy at first, but he made it a point of getting to know his neighbors. Jimmy's kind of a shy guy, but he sort of stepped up, he pushed himself, and little by little he got to know his neighbors. And one of them is this elderly lady. She's a non-Catholic. And Jimmy found that she had a difficult time getting her groceries. And Jimmy said, well, it's not really any trouble. It really isn't. You give me your list, and when I do my shopping, I'll pick up the things for you. And she was very grateful for that, and it really wasn't that much trouble. And so Jimmy swings by her house, her apartment rather, and drops off the groceries and remembers, that's right, I'm dropping off that book about St. Therese that I got that lady interested in, and we'll see if that bears any fruit. So he drops that book off with the groceries. Then Jimmy goes back to his own flat. He has nothing particular on tonight, so he makes himself dinner. Jimmy used to watch videos while he ate his dinner, but he actually discovered that eating dinner in silence was a really good chance for him to do some thinking. He has a busy day, and really just having some quiet time to think as he's eating and enjoying his dinner turned out to be quite a nice little bonus for him. So he's incorporated that into his day. After dinner, Jimmy used to go on social media and try to limit how much time. It was after retreat. He got this idea of limiting the amount of time he spent on social media. And then after that, he would say his rosary. But, you know, it's tough because once you're on it, it's hard to keep that time limit. Sometimes his rosary didn't get said. He also found that he was often distracted in his rosary because he still had all the things turning over in his mind from the social media. And so one of his mates from the youth group at the local parish, Jimmy, of course, is very active in the youth group in his local parish. One of his mates said, you know what works for me is to say my rosary right away after dinner. Right away. Straight away. It's a lot easier to say your rosary when you're coming off that period of silence than when you're coming off the social media, and that way you make sure you get your rosary in. Jimmy found that quite useful. And so he says his rosary, and after that, it's time for one of the favorite things in Jimmy's day. Jimmy gets on the phone and calls his fiancée. Jimmy is still quite amazed that this incredible Catholic woman, who he so admires, wants to marry him. He's just can't quite work that out. A lot of Jimmy's friends find that a lot easier to work out than Jimmy does. But for Jimmy, it's still this mystery that, how is it? He reckons it must be because his mom always prayed for him to find a good spouse. And he's probably just because of his mom's prayers that this amazing woman wants to marry him. That reminds him, though, of his mom. He promised to go and do a project over at his mom's place. Saturday would be a good day to do that. He makes a note of that. Go over and help his mom on Saturday. Calls his fiancée. They speak for about 30 minutes. And that also was kind of a journey that they were on, because they used to speak for a lot longer than that. And they kind of discovered that after about 30 minutes, it would be different for different people. But for their own case, they discovered that the conversation just wasn't so healthy after about 30 minutes. And so why not just keep it to 30 minutes? And so that's what they do these days. Works well. After he says his goodbye to his fiancée, Jimmy picks up a news article that caught his eye. He reads through it. He notices the journalist is a little left of center. He notices that. But he also notices that for a journalist, in fact, it's a fairly logical article. Fairly logical. And maybe the journalist, in fact, just seems to have a small misunderstanding about one or two things. And that probably has led to the wrong conclusion. But Jimmy can appreciate the logic. It's actually quite a well-written article. And maybe this journalist, as our Lord once said to someone he spoke to, maybe this journalist is not far from the kingdom of God. And so Jimmy makes a mental note to include that journalist in his rosary tomorrow. After that, Jimmy picks up his book, fictional book, which he enjoys reading. It is a work of fiction, but he quite enjoys it. It's interesting. It's well written. There's something true about the book, even though it's fiction, because the characters are realistic. There's good character development. Jimmy even gets some insights into human nature from this work of fiction, which is so well written. The book is also true in the sense that what is good is depicted as good, and what is bad is depicted as bad. And that makes the book true at a quite profound level, even though it is fictional. Jimmy also finds some of the better characters a bit inspiring, and that helps him. Anyway, finishes with his book. It's time to hit the pillow because it's, he got an early start in the morning, doesn't he? Because that's how his days begin. And so Jimmy goes to bed. Jimmy has had a very full day. A very, very full day. No wasted time. But that's because his day was full of so many worthwhile things. It's as if life is so interesting for Jimmy that he doesn't want to waste time. And yet, Jimmy was never rushed. He went from one worthwhile activity to the next, the appropriate time. Nothing rushed. But Jimmy is leading a very full life. We might say that Jimmy is really living life. He's not just passing through it. Jimmy finds life interesting. And he brings a lot of sympathy to the different aspects of his daily life. Jimmy's life is on track. His professional life, his family life, his social life, even his love life is on track, for goodness sake. Jimmy is living life. Now, in the epistle of today, which was written by St. James, as it turns out, he says that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. And this kind of life is a very perfect gift. This kind of life is the kind of life that God wants to give to his children. There is a divine, we have to say that, there is a divine energy in this human life. Jimmy seems to go through his day growing from each experience. And yet, he leaves behind him, he leaves in his wake, more life. The people he interacts with throughout the day, they draw something of life from having crossed paths with Jimmy. You know, a lot of times when we are praying, we ask for things which are of this world. And that's not wrong. It's not wrong. We're allowed to pray for anything that it's not sinful for us to have. You can. We do. That's not wrong. Pray for these things. But perhaps our prayer life is a little out of balance. Perhaps the gifts we ask for the most often are not the good gifts, or at least not the perfect gifts. Also, when we receive the sacraments, we go to confession, we come to communion, maybe what we're looking for there is consolation. Consolation is not a bad thing, but it's not the perfect gift. How much better when we pray, when we receive the sacraments, if what we were looking for was life, this divine life, which is also somehow so human. Wouldn't it be better perhaps if what we were after most of all in our prayer, in our sacraments, was this life, which is a beautiful life, as we can see. So since we know from the epistle of today that our Father in heaven wants to give us the best gifts, maybe we could console the heart of God today by asking for them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.